Now, some sad news to bring you about a much-respected and loved Northeast singer-songwriter, John Miles, who's died at the age of 72. John was from Jarrow and was perhaps best known for his hit Music, which reached number 3 in 1976 and achieved widespread success in Europe. I've been speaking to his son, John Miles Jr.
Music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, and music of the past.
Yeah, I mean, it was an incredible shock. I'm away, I live in Belgium, so the only contact we've had lately has been over Zoom the past few months, and we did a weekly Zoom quiz with family and friends. And 4 weeks ago on a Sunday, he was with a glass of wine in hand taking part in the quiz. So it's just all deteriorated so fast, you know.
And what was it like growing up with your father? Obviously a very famous father to have.
I mean, the memories were just amazing from seeing him as a solo artist. And then as we grew older, every school holiday, we would fly out to wherever he was in the world with Tina Turner or Joe Cocker or whoever he was playing with. And you know, it was just the best upbringing you could ever imagine.
And what was it like then as a child being immersed in that world? It must have been quite a sort of a step change between the summer holidays, as you say, going off on tour with the likes of Tina Turner and then going back to school again.
Yeah, it was quite strange when you look back on it, but at the time it was just normal life for us, you know. I mean, we didn't know any other way of life. From being a child, I used to be sleep in a flight case at the side of the stage when he was playing when I was a baby, so I don't really know any other way.
Any fond memories particularly that stand out from that era?
You know, the people you meet from Tina Turner to the band and all these special relationships we have with those people have been amazing. But I think the strangest memory for me and the one that's really going to stay with me when I look back at it is we did a show in the summer this year in the end of July and August with my band, and my dad was on the same bill. It was an outdoor concert called Night of the Proms. And they asked me to play music with my dad, so I played the guitar. And for some reason, on the second night, I just went and sat on the piano stool next to him when he started it, which now I look back on it, it's like a really special memory that I'm going to treasure forever, you know?
And that actual hit Music, obviously it reached number 3 in 1976. Did that define him?
No, it didn't define him. I mean, he had such a wide catalogue of music. I mean, 7-odd albums, you know. It's just that's a song that stayed in people's minds and memories. And I think he resented it for a while. But when he started playing it in the Night of the Proms, the way it was meant to be played with a full orchestra and a choir and a whole band, all of those people on stage playing it the way it was recorded, he loved it every night.
And you're speaking to us from Belgium, where I understand in that part of Europe, your father was very well thought of. There's been a lot of tributes to him on Twitter today from Netherlands and from Belgium.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Belgium, Netherlands and Germany especially are the biggest places for him, where he was always touring every year. So yeah, there's a lot of people from the shows have been reaching out, Michael McDonald and Steve Lukather from Toto and all these guys, just Tonya Hadley from Spandau Ballet. They've all been calling me today just to express their sorrow, really, and expressing how wonderful it was to work with him.
And your father was born in Jarrow. He was very proud of his northeast roots, and he continued to work with a lot of people in the northeast, such as the playwright Tom Kelly. And he was also made an honorary fellow of the Customs House Theatre in South Shields. So, despite his success, he was very keen to still work locally where he grew up.
Yeah, he was really passionate about his hometown. I mean, I was born in London because when I was born, you had to live in London to you know, make a career in music. But as soon as things took off for him, when I was 3 years old, the first thing he wanted to do was move back home. And he just loved the place, you know. He could go on tour in Europe and, you know, get all of the success and then come home and, you know, walk down the street like any other guy and just loved his local, you know. And he had a big place in his heart for the Customs House and Tom Kelly. They did a massive body of work together, which has been fantastic. And he also was involved in the Sunday for Sammy project with, you know, Jimmy and Tim Healy and all those guys. So he was really proud of his Northeast roots and heritage, yeah.
Lots of tributes coming in about your father. How would you like him to be remembered?
I mean, for me, I just remember him as a fantastic musician and, you know, the most loving husband, father and grandfather you could have ever wished for, who gave us the best life you could ever imagine. The one thing we did do, which was amazing, was over the summer, he was in a great place then, and we actually recorded a new album, which we just thankfully finished with him. So that's going to be coming out at some point, but I'm so proud that I tried to convince him for years and years to do an album. He was never interested, and then we actually managed to do one. So that was a real honor to be a part of that.
That's John Miles, who's died at the age of 72 following a short illness.